with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top House Republicans want documents and internal communications regarding President Biden's statement earlier this week, which he appeared to call supporters of Donald Trump garbage.
White House press officials altered the official transcript of Biden's statement, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity. The lawmakers say the White House cannot simply rewrite President Biden's rhetoric and are questioning whether the decision to create a false transcript and manipulate or alter the accurate transcript produced for the National Archives and Records Administration was a violation of federal law. Keith Peters reporting.
One influential pastor says Christian voter turnout will be vital if Donald Trump is to be successful in North Carolina on Election Day.
It has been calculated that for Trump to win in North Carolina in the 2024 election, there will have to be an evangelical turnout of 74,500 out of its 1.1 million registered Christian voters.
That is Pastor Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Chino, California. He told the Salem Radio Network that in a representative democracy, Christians should vote. Donald Trump's latest comments about Liz Cheney.
Trump had earlier said, let's put Cheney where the rifles are shooting at her.
Even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody. And I said, if you ever gave her a rifle and let her do the fighting, if you ever do that, she wouldn't be doing too well.
Kamala Harris responded.
This must be disqualifying. Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
Trump and his allies say his comments are being misconstrued. Trump also said if Cheney was ever put on a battlefield, she'd be the first one to chicken out.
And this is SRN News. Men are displacing women in sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies across the country are cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through artificial intelligence. Justice Department officials say they're aggressively going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create harmful imagery involving children. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure those generating so-called deep fakes and other obscure imagery of children can be prosecuted under their laws. This is SRN News. Amazon's after-hours earnings report was positive. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Amazon reported a boost in its quarterly profits and exceeded revenue estimates. The company's report sent Amazon's stock higher in after-hours trading. Amazon posted a revenue of $158.9 billion. That's higher than analysts had expected. Amazon says it earned $15.3 billion in the third quarter. Also higher than industry analysts surveyed by FactSet had anticipated. Amazon earned $9.9 billion during the same period last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wendy's plans to close 140 underperforming restaurants this year. That will be to help strengthen its fast food system. The Thursday earnings call announcement came after the company announced back in May that some 100 stores would be closed. More on these stories at srnnews.com.